Blog Talk Radio.
I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of Straight Talk, No Chasing. Tonight's title of our show is Relationship Conflict and Conflict Resolution. So we have a format set up that we're going to share some things in regards to the type of relationship conflict, how you address those conflicts throughout the night. Now, Straight Talk with No Chaser is all about having direct conversation along with honest conversation. This is why we're going to focus on conversation that is honest and very direct. We want you to be a part of the show. I listed early on Facebook, and I shared it with them, the call-in number. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you online. I define the last 4 digits or your cell along with your if you got a telephone. And you can share your location and your name if you want to. And you get a chance to chat and talk with Dr. Rosa D. Smith. I'm excited about that. It's just truly a blessing to come before you. We also want you to go to the web link. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You can email the show at WBSW Radio. The Internet Station 23@gmail.com. Tweet the show at Zeta Phi Sigma _10. We're partnered with the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They share a lot of our shows and partner with us to make sure we can get the word out. So we thank them for allowing us to use their Twitter account. Also, at Lorenza D. Smith 15, that's Twitter. Our live broadcast is available on Big O Live, first of all, and after Big O Live, which we're going to let you connect soon with this see, it's amazing how I'm getting the calls in right quick. But Big O Live, you can go to WBSW Radio, I'm sorry, Dr. L. D. Alberto Smith. Facebook.com is Dr. L. D. Alberto Smith. Instagram is Z Squad Greenville 1981. TikTok Live is again Dr. L. D. Alberto Smith. And YouTube. And we were attempting to try to get it, but we kind of run a few bumps in there. So we'll not be on the YouTube tonight, but you can go to our channel, and that's the Smithy Enterprise. Subscribe. And let us know that you're there by subscribing to the channel. We're working. See, we're just starting with YouTube. So we're trying, our goal is try to get 1,000 this month and then get 5,000 within the next 2 or 3 months. So we want to build up there so you can be a part of it. Thank you if you take an opportunity to be a part of us on YouTube, the Smith Way Enterprise. Our on-demand opportunities for you, those are episodes you can check out. You can go to Blog Talk Radio, which is WBHW Internet Talk Radio 23, as well as Rompley, which is WBHW Radio, the Internet Station 23, Tumblr at Dr. Lowe Smith-blog, Truth, the same as the radio station, which is WBHW Radio, the Internet Station, along with Instagram at President Dr. Lorenzi Smith, and Snapchat. Now again, that's a radio station, WBHW Radio, the Internet Station. Thank you so much. We also want to share with you WBHW Radio, the Internet Station. We're number one, has listeners and watchers in 43 countries. We had two additional countries added recently, so we're really excited about that. We had the Czech Republic along with Canada. So that's inspired. We're on all six continents. Of the seven, you know, is not inhabited. But all six of the continents, we have listeners, whether we have one listener, two listeners, or 25 listeners. So thank you. Or 5,000 or 10,000 listeners. We do our constantly, we come in at 4,000 or 5,000 listeners on each one of them. When we put all our network together and we look at our analytical aspect a week, so we're looking at 20,000 a month. So we're really excited about having those viewers and listeners on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Vigo Live, YouTube Television, the Smith Way Enterprise, along with we're excited about Instagram. So all of those are giving us that. So we want to get our show started tonight. But before we do that, I want to share with you, we need you to register for WBHW Radio Giveaway by sending your name. And what we do, we raffle off hotel stays, vary from five nights to 6 days, 3 nights to 4 days, and a international as well as national. So we need you to register by sending your name. And then we also give, we raffle off gift cards, gas vouchers, food vouchers, and love offers. So we'd like for you to send your name along with a means of transaction. There's four that we have accessibility to. It's Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, and Zelle. And send your name to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com or WBSW Radio, the Internet Station 23 at gmail.com. Sow a seed with us a $1. WBSW Radio is excited. Our team is excited. So a seed of $1, and you can cash out Lorenza D. Smith. Thank you so much for being a part of this. So we now move to our show because we want to fit this tonight in the hour. I set it up for like an hour and a half or 2 hours, but we want to get at it right now. We're going to start off with looking at our first segment, and it will be out in regards to discussing the types of relationship conflict. See, a lot of people don't realize conflict come in all kind of forms. But when we say the types, you may not be able to identify or you may not want to call this conflict in your relationship. And see, we're not just talking about a romantic relationship. We're talking about a relationship. We're talking about a friendship. We're talking about a work relationship. We're talking about a community relationship. These are the types of relationship conflict that you may encounter or may encounter or you may not. First of all, kids. See, people got to realize, I said children, having children is one of the happiest moments in anyone's life. It is. Your seed is going into another generation. But for some, This can be a, this may also cause difficult kinds of conflict if you and your partner aren't ready for the responsibility. See, pregnancy should be planned pregnancy, not just have pregnancy, get pregnant, and don't do anything. So children are very important. It changed the dynamic of your relationship. You both are loving your child, and you're excited, but you have to be ready for the responsibility. Because the way things are going now, daycare for a child varies from about $500 a week. Especially an infant child might be more than that. And that's $2,000 a month. That's right at $20,000 a year for daycare. So you have to be ready for the responsibility. The next one is finance. Finance will rip the relationship and the marriage up. Because what happens with this conflict, money is almost the top and most common relationship conflict. Because you got two individuals coming together, and they got to decide how they're going to address the financial situation. Because you need to know. You need to know whether you joint, have a joint account, you know, you have an account, she may have an account, he or she, however you want to say it. But in that joint account, you have to designate what it's going to go for. Because I've seen too many incidents on a lot of these contents that are listed in these these judicial court shows where individuals took the joint out and went, and one particular incident is just what I saw in number, and bought a $36,000 Rolex. And you don't even have a house yet. These are the kind of things you have to address and talk about. How? Are you the one that will sit down and say, we're going to buy groceries and we're going to cook three or four times a week? Or are you the one that want to go out and eat all the time? That could be quite expensive. So you have to make your mind up what direction you want to go. You can't just teeter on each side. You have to make a direction. If you're going to come with a compromise, but have that compromise and understand your finance. You want to be financial literate, not illiterate, because it will lead to destroying your relationship or marriage. Intimacy. See, at the beginning of a relationship, couples enjoy physical and sexual intimacy. However, as the relationship progresses, desire to have sex can decline, and it can lead to a problem. It has to be a conversation, right? And when you start not being able to communicate through the physical and the sexual intimacy, then it's going to put a bearing on your relationship or your marriage. Household responsibility, or some people call chores. See, this created a conflict in your relationship because couples have a tendency to get upset when it's not divided equally, meaning the responsibility. You know, you sit down, okay, all I want to do is this sector of the house. When the rest of the house is left there, it can be done. But if you don't do it, the other person has to do it. You have to divide it evenly, meaning your responsibility. And it comes into play a lot of time with romantic relationships because you're trying to know each other. See, in a marriage, you can work through it a little bit different, but your household chores that you're required to do and agree to do and compromise, you need to focus on your household chores. Insecurity. See, insecurity is not something people develop overnight. This is something they have within them they need to address because it's coming from your inner self. Stress is like fear. See, this insecurity is also falling in line of emotional aspects. See, you feel so insecure that you don't trust your mate, don't trust your spouse because you're insecure. See, it breeds jealousy. A lot of times, jealousy comes into play when people think someone is doing something because they have trust issues, expectation. You have too many expectations, and people cannot meet them. See, his best thing to say, I can't meet those expectations. Be honest from the start. Don't sit up there just because we're in the beginning, we're excited of the relationship or the marriage, we're excited and you got expectations. All of a sudden, you know, you fill out on it. You don't continue to work like you should. And the next one is communication skills. See, we got to understand communication skills. We can describe the three that is so important. But, see, we can also take communication and put it in two categories. We got effective communication, and then you got open communication. They're the same. They're different. First of all, effective communication deals with active listening. That's the skill you must have. Then able to think about, give a thought process, critical thinking of what you heard, and then be able to articulate back to the individual what your thoughts about. That's effective communication. Open communication is when you're sharing things with that your mate or your spouse openly about you. You need to make sure. But see, this communication skill is one of those conflicts that is most destructive. It destroys a relationship. It destroys two people that truly care about one another. Two people who are really, really committed to one another because you were not able to talk about what was going on. I want to give a shout out to our first sponsor. You know, we always have to make sure we give our sponsors a shout out because God has blessed us to have some awesome sponsors. And I'm real, real happy. He said, let's do this. And we're doing it. And we're trying to make it do what it do. So truly, we'll go to our first sponsor, L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Starworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
LLC, check them out. They're trying to make it do what it needs to do. Go to Facebook, Anthony Starworth, and type in his name, and you can request friendship if you're not a friend of him. Ask what his price is, what's his inventory, what exactly can he provide, so you'll know what to expect from L&T Lawn Service, L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC. And also his number to connect with him is 334-300-7401. We're going to move forward with our next topic, but while we're doing this, I am making an effort to get another social media site up and running. So this is, again, on Instagram. We want to thank, we have President Dr. Lindsay D. Smith, so you can join us. Or Zeta Phi Sigma, I'm sorry, Z Squad Greenville 1981. All right, our next segment will be what causes conflict between couples. We just talk about the types of conflict, but what causes conflict between couples? There's various sorts of things that happen. And number one, I would say, incompatibility. See, incompatibility means for couples is a big challenge. You're not compatible and not trying to be compatible. See, the thing about when people show yourself to be what you see. And don't sit up there complaining. Don't say nothing wrong minded fast you can, because you may have felt like I was on track, that was connection. But when people don't want to be with you, they'll make it seem like you're not compatible to them. They may get a change of job. A lot of things happen. So what you have to do is be cognitive of what's going on. Poor communication skills. That's another cause for it. It's two types, effective and open. And it's a skill. It's not just communication. It's a skill that you have to work on. Active listening skill. The process of thinking through things. And last but not least, is being able to articulate what you heard and giving them a response to it. Distorted beliefs. See, we all have beliefs, but don't allow the distorted ones to create problems in your relationship. A lot of times people do. They focus on the things that, you know, just because they heard somebody else say it and they think that's it. I do have a problem with allowing people to press their narrative, which is a lot of times their beliefs. It happened a lot in the political world. You don't go along with everybody else. Some people do get upset, but unfortunately, we have to realize you can't get upset because someone have a belief in something they believe in, in their choice. What you need to do is support each other, but don't let it become distorted. Extreme emotional reaction. Now, this one is so important. Because a lot of times, we respond in a way that's so extreme that we run people off. And we have, first of all, we have to understand what emotional reaction is. See, when people identify emotional, they give you a couple of few things, but there are many that can fall in that part. We always say, if you're so emotional, what about acting in reality instead of with emotion? Because emotion is dealing with your feelings, dealing with anger, dealing with to the point dealing with individuals who just don't want to get along with other people because they choose attitude, because they determine their aptitude. We a lot of times get caught up in that. The grief, get caught up in our emotion. So extreme emotional reaction. You may respond to emotional reaction, but it's so extreme that people probably ask you, what is going on with you? You need to get that addressed. Because the truth of the matter, getting it addressed means we're moving toward reality. We're no longer in the emotional area that we're going to let it control our success of our relationship. See, next thing is negative enforcing patterns. See, people try to enforce negative things, enforce patterns, which are, you know, just forcing on people. This is what you should do. This is what you should, you know, you're trying to force them, and it's a negative situation. See, we need to be, see, even with our emotional IQ and our emotional maturity and emotional stability, we should never let it get extreme. You should never react extreme. But do not let people take their negative reaction and pattern and place it on you. See, they're forcing it down your throat, whether you like it or not. And what they do is trigger conflict in relationships. See, you and your partner are two very different people who happen to be in love with each other, happen to be committed to each other. And as your relationship progresses, you're starting to get to know each other in a deeper level. See, that's why time will allow things to really come out. Some people say, well, you should have been long. But see, you're not going to know anything with people if you just dating up for 2 or 3 years. How they going to be in a marriage? That's just like a lot of young people say, we won't go to school. My 20s is my years to date and do everything. study or learn from any other individual, if you're female from a male, that will prepare you for your husband. You're going to pick up a lot of bad habits. You're going to pick up a lot of attitude. And now you expect this individual to accept that. Not going to accept that. Make your decision early so you can have an opportunity to experience those years of birth, years when you're fertile, those fertile years, so you can do it. Because you got a biological clock going on. Women do. Men don't. And you have to make sure you don't allow individuals to wreck your home. You as the partner and mate have to say, oh, come on now, let's seek whatever we need to help us. If the relationship gets deeper and deeper, you discover each other pet peeves, names of pet peeves you can use for each other. But you also finally understand how the relationship progresses. Each other's beliefs, you see how people react, and you also see so much more about that person. There's also some forms of conflict that start to manifest. And I always say, when you allow something to fester, you let it grow. People say, that's manifestation. I believe in what God placed in my heart, that's faith. See, with faith, God, we are following the plan he has for us, we'll begin to see people for who they are. And these are some causes that will form the conflict, start with people manifesting. You'll start doing it from the beginning. Unreasonable expectations. If you don't have reasonable expectations for people, and they're so big that they just can't have a relationship, especially when your expectations are not met. See, this happens when a person starts to build up expectations. See, while expectation is normal, sometimes they become unreasonable. That's why we have to have a plan A, plan B, a plan C, and sometimes a plan D. And the will to just not be reasonable create conflicts in your relationship. That comes with being selfish. See, there's no way you can be in any relationship to be selfish. You have to be selfless. And if you're not capable of being selfless, don't get into a relationship that I call intentional. See, you can get in there, the casual relationship, because you can be selfish because you can get what you want. That's being selfish, but you're not willing to give to the other person. But if you want to have a long-lasting relationship, a strong, healthy relationship, you got to be selfless. See, because when you're being selfish, that means you'll focus on what you think is right. We focus on what we want, which causes us to forget that we're in a relationship. So in essence, when you're in a relationship, you need to work as a team. Selfishness is the number one cause of conflict in relationship. But you use it in this term. I'm independent and I got my own identity and everything, but you still want to do what you want to do. You want to be selfish. See, it's all about you. Then you need to be by yourself so you can be all about you. You don't need to take anybody else to that. If everything you want to do is so important, and you don't consider the person you're with that you say you have a relationship with, and hopefully have a healthy relationship, a long-lasting relationship, you're intentional, then you need to people out there and hang pretty much in the world. The world is casual now. Hookup society. You don't need to be someone that's willing to give their heart and their soul to you and basically a heart and open up to the intercept to you and you sit right around and not think about nobody but yourself. And I have to tell you, be very careful with people and recognize when they're not selfish because they'll do a few things. I always say people with the hands out with cups, keep them out and never pull them back to give back their service. And even if they try to give you little things just to kind of offset you, they still have a selfish bone in their body. It creates conflict in your relationship. Let me give a shout out to a bunch of people that are joining us. Thank you so much. These are listeners and watchers. We give out to your, what it is, date. YCEO, thank you so much. And CEO, thank you so much. Also, we have a shout out to Beauty. He's following us. Good to have you on here, Beauty. Let me see, can I store and give a few? A Page, thank you. Swati Raw, thank you so much. Tyranny Mooser, thank you so much. Olga Tattoos, thank you so much. We also, it's a congratulations to completing the rookie level task. Go collect your reward. That means we have moved up. We just started broadcasting on Big O Live, so we're moving forward. Matchy, join us. Thank you so much. Destination UX, thank you. Tanisha Mahata. Tito Bay. Emily M, thank you so much. Let's go down and see some O'Hara joining us. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll give a shout out to Sherelle. We have Constant Cobb joining us. Daryl Carrier. Kimberly joining us. Gigi joining us. We also have up here, looks like, trying to get close enough. Look like Kip Sister, thank you for joining. We have any more that we're not able to stroll down on. See, we talk about resentment when we talk about fear. See, when, we gave an acronym of fear when we're dealing with being in a relationship, being in a marriage. See, people not in a relationship, they have fear. People go out and get everything they can get and use the valuable years up because they fear that it may not be successful. They're told to do that. But then you get and find out, you get a little bit beyond the year that someone really wants to spend a whole lot of time with you. And then you think about it and say, why did I use up my valuable years? And you become resentful toward individuals. See, resentment in a relationship, when you're part of the bus, out a joke that offends you, it causes you to resent an individual. If your partner accidentally decides on something and you feel like he was gated in it, this situation will cause a relationship company. Resentment. As I said, it's fear. Let me give you the acronym of fear with a relationship. Fear, that's why you can't find a relationship or stay in a relationship because you have fear. Fear is going to fail. Fear that the person won't be committed to you. The fear that caused you never healing from your previous relationship and you have somebody who did infidelity. You fear that you become insecure. See, that's fear. So the fear is fright. The L in fear is fright. The E is emotional cue or intelligence. See, are you emotional mature? Emotional, as we said earlier, to the point that you don't carry to the extreme. See, you understand the difference between and how it works through emotion and reality. Relationship operates in reality. So your anger, fear, not being able to get alone, your argumentative, and all of that comes into play. Because, see, the next thing coming up we're talking about fear, is that A, which is you're argumentative, and you know you are. See, you want to be confrontational. See, ain't no peace when you deal with confrontation all the time. See, your ideal is that you work on being cooperative, be agreeable. That way, you can accept that what the individual is telling you, not trying to challenge everything the individual is saying. R is resentment. And we just shared what resentment is. If you have somebody that they think what they're doing makes them look good, but it actually creates resentment because you have made a statement. Like, okay, I know I'm doing something wrong. You've been told you do it wrong, but I'm still going to do it anyway. And then you want to share with other people like you're getting away with something. You create resentment in your relationship. So here we go with the fear, relationship fear. The last thing is fighting. Our last things are finger pointing. See, point the finger, oh, you ain't done what you told you. You just like, well, me not good enough. You're not going to be there. Unhealthy criticism. Criticize the individual. See, if you really care about somebody, committed and love them, you know, you never hurt, humiliate them, or abuse them. So, unhealthy criticism and finger pointing is a way that you hurt the person in your relationship. And then you openly try to criticize that person. This conflict will lead to destruction of your relationship or marriage. We'll give a shout out to our next sponsor. We want to thank each and every one of our sponsors for taking time to be here. We had L&T Storage Lawn Service in our previous commercial. We want to get Mary Ruth's Restaurant out of Georgia and Alabama.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal.
And meat and three.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood fries.
Barbecue Saturday, and it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm, good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana, Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals, family-friendly environment, great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Let's join those individuals at Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. Those are the co-owners and both of them are part of the room right now. Then we have Brother Marvin Lala, member 586 Fraternity Incorporated, dated by Sacred Chapter in Greenville, Alabama, along with his wife, Star Rock Katrina Roper Smith, a member of Zeta 586 Sorority Incorporated. Truly, truly, we thank both of them for doing what they do. They say they have good Southern food. Check them out. They're located on 261 Highway 106 West, Georgiana, Alabama. And that's 36033 is their zip code. But you can call them at 334-549-4905-0. That's the number. 334-549-0950. That's Bob and Brother Bob and Lala. I'll go to Facebook. Type in Bob and Smith, and you'll see he posts his menu. He posts what he's cooking, what they're serving at the restaurant. Check them out. Let's move forth and look at why conflict resolution is important. As we talked about the various conflicts, types of conflict, what it cost, what is being cost in, within couples and marriage and relationships. Let's talk about some resolution. See, when you talk about conflict resolution, you talk about both individuals compromising. It may be compromise to go see a third party. You may compromise and take a step back. But instead of having disagreements, you want to have agreement about exactly what you want to do in this relationship or this marriage. See, conflict doesn't always result in harm. Some people think conflict do. In fact, challenges and disagreements within a relationship, be it romantic or otherwise, have the potential to foster personal growth, enhance understanding, promote better communication, drive progressively toward shared goals. That's what conflict can do in a relationship. We're going to repeat that. Drive progressively toward shared goals, promote better communication, enhance understanding, potentially foster personal growth, which gives you a chance to have your relationship to grow. So not all challenges and disagreement in a relationship, you got to quit right there. It may require time and effort and work and compromise. Be consistent about working on being better than you were the day before. Based on a study, and I pulled out a study by the clinical psychologist Russell Geiger, 2015, he said that disagreement can lead to four potential outcomes. And I want you to think about this. In your disagreement with your mate, with your, in your relationship, or in your marriage with your spouse, the first outcome is the outcome favors the first person, but not the second. You see how that could be a conflict? See, if you're in a relationship, ever been in a relationship with someone that truly, what I say, play the one-up game, they keep score. They keep the points. Every time they can feel like they knock you off the pace. See, that means that favor that person, not the second one. The next what outcome is benefits the second person, but not the first. You know, the person favors the first person, not the second. This one favors the second person, and not the first one. The next outcome is unfavorable for both individuals. See, that creates conflict and disagreement. And last but not least, a resolution, which is conflict resolution, is reached that satisfies the needs of both parties. That's what you want to be in agreement. So you can cooperate with each other. As it prevents, it also prevents the potential decline of your relationship. A resolution is reached that satisfies the needs of both persons. Let's say overall, conflict resolution is vital for healthy relationships as it promotes understanding and effective communication, along with prevent resentment. That one came up there earlier. And allows mutual growth and satisfaction in the long run. That's what allows you. When we do experience conflict, we can grow, especially when we use the fourth one. We'll talk about conflict resolution. Give a shout out quickly to Soap Chills from Jackson and Grace. Very excited to have their promo here because they're doing some awesome things with these soap and perfume scents. We thank them for sending us some of their products. We're really excited about getting something from them. And we'll thank Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344 or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie's Angel. There's several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Jennifer Jackson, that's one E in Jennifer. Go to Facebook, you can type in Jennifer Jackson or Charlie's Angel, and you can see what her, you know, inventory is by letting her DM her, direct message her. So I like to see what the inventory there in South Central Alabama. And the number that you can call is 251-369-1344. And at that venue, they can provide you with the inventory. And if you want to come down, because we do a lot of pop-up stores as well, you can come down to South Central Alabama if you're living in Alabama or somewhere in the central part of Alabama. You can know them before. I can check them out, especially traveling. Like, looking in time for the spring break, a lot of individuals travel from all over the country, especially from the north. If you come down 65 and head to Fort Walton Beach, Destin Beach, some of you will be going to Panama City Beach, Pensacola Beach, or you're going to Orange Beach, which is in Alabama, or you decide to go down to Fort Lauderdale, Miami Beach, you decide to go to Weston. There's so many beaches, but if you're traveling from the northern part of the country, the Great Lakes coming down, 65 coming through Alabama, stop in. You can see Mary Ruth's restaurant. Stop in. That's all. That's at the Georgiana exit. I think it's 130, 131, or 134, maybe 138. Or you can go down to Evergreen, Alabama, and you can get with Jennifer Jackson, and she can share her a schedule of a pop-up as well as her inventory. Thank you so much, Jennifer, and your team for supporting what we're trying to do. As we move forward, I hope you keep in mind that fourth option, dealing with potential outcome of a fourth outcome. And a resolution is reached that satisfies the needs of both parties. It's a compromise. Truly, truly won't. I want to discuss steps for couples to handling troublesome conflict to overcome resolute differences. Discuss steps for couples, a relationship, or married couples to handling troublesome conflicts to overcome a resolute difference. There's a couple things that are going to be win-win for you. So I want you to kind of take a notepad right now. These are steps for you and with your mate or with your spouse to handle troublesome conflict. First of all, eliminate relationship disturbance. See, a lot of times we have disturbance. It's important that we remove or at least reduce emotions. Remember, we talked about fear, emotional stability, emotional response, extreme emotion reaction, if you eliminate that successfully, because if it continues to fester, it's going to lead to a conflict that includes hurt, anger, humiliation, and resentment. So you have to make sure you put yourself in the position to listen patiently, act listening skill, and be open to what the other person is saying. The next one is commit to a win-win posture. See, each party, each person in this relationship or mate must commit to finding a solution that works equally for both sides. If one side is winning, the other side is losing, and that's not acceptable. See, the couple must remain motivated and open to change. That is, commit to a win-win posture. Adopt purpose listening. Listening skills. Adopt purposeful listening skills. See, a win-win solution is more likely when each person is actually listening. Go back to listening skills to the other. Individuals know what a win looks like for themselves, but now you must purposely listen to the other. Avoid censorship of judgment. Once both have shared what they're saying and now you got a shared understanding, it's a win-win solution. And that's possible to be a more probable. Give a shout out to Judy Taylor from Parley. Thank you, Judy, for joining us. There are several other people joining us as well. We have, get my eyes up on this right now. It looks like Crack is cracking ass in. We have Miss Bush, EBS. Remember, Zeke about there this morning, Incorporated. We also have Jenny, Roberto, Dash PA, Dash Realtor. We also have Tom Q. Thank you so much. Bob joining us. Thank you so much for taking time to be here. I'm going to give a call. I'm going to give all of you a shout out as we wrap this up. I have to get up and kind of stroll through my process. And I'm learning because when I had it down here, it was easier to do that. And that's something I have to consider. But I got a better picture when it's up here with going through the video. It looks a lot better. So we will make sure we work on that as well. As we look at the next, after adopting the purpose listening, then I come up about practice synergy, brainstorming. In other words, practice suggested brainstorming. See, the couple can progress toward identifying a workable solution, having removed any emotions, because the emotions are going to contaminate what you're trying to do. You're trying to adopt a win-win mindset, because now you're fully committed to winning. That's for both of you. See, the couples can share ideals, hopes, learn until they find a solution that satisfies both of them. It's all about both individuals putting the work in, making sure you hear the other person, making sure you work home. Both individual requests. It's called compromise. That's what they call it. As we get ready to close out, I want to give a shout out to our next sponsor, and that's Tristat LLC. And that's Mr. William Scott. So really excited to have William still continue to play a part. His industry is growing. And I'm so excited for him because man, I remember him. We used to mayor of one of the smaller towns in the school, the county I worked in. And he's a young man just coming out of the military. And he said, you have some dreams. We had a lot of conversation talking about what could help him get to his body. He's doing an awesome job through Tristat LLC. Because Sultan firm that meets your needs.
Tristat LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. Tristat LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438 or 334-526-0228.
Give a shout out to Mr. William Scott, Tristat LLC. If you want to call him, you can, and the number is 334-320-5438. That's William Scott, Tristat LLC. They can do some training of your managers, training of your staff. They can work with you and administer a grant and allow you to put your last report together so you can be awarded your grant again. And they do research, and it's a consulting firm that meets your needs. Mr. William Scott, thank you so much, Mr. William Scott, as we get ready to go for the last segment is on strategies for couples and married people to manage conflict resolution. Because we got to keep in mind, conflict can become an unhealthy habit, leading to repeating patterns for one or both parties, where they consistently feel they have lost. But where we can show love for one another, get a clear understanding, so we can be better in the future, here's a few things we need to do. First, you need to, launching and landing is important. Return to your relationship. Launching and landing, return to your relationship. This could be an opportunity for conflict or the perfect chance to build a healthy relationship and building habits. Blueprint of love. You have to sit down and think about the importance of building a blueprint for love. Because when conflict often arises from misunderstanding of our failure to consider the other person's needs and wishes, we have to take time to get a blueprint to understand what a relationship, a loving relationship, look like to your partner and make it easier to recognize what upset and frustrate them. That's the blueprint. Nothing sweep under the rug. Say, you don't need to sweep anything under the rug. You don't need to put it to the side. You need to address it. So don't allow conflict to be unavoidable. That's what they talk about. Nothing swept under the rug. Conflict is often unavoidable and sometimes outside of your control. However, how we respond to disagreement, harsh words, anger is the way we can address the conflict. That means you're not sweeping it under the rug. Last but not least, revisiting the past. Sometimes couples forget what they saw in each other in the beginning or when they first met. Instead, they become wrapped up in repeating patterns of anger, disagreement, and conflict. Revisit the past. Revisit the past in that relationship with your mate or your spouse. Revisit past can serve as a helpful reminder of what is good about a couple and review why they are together. That's what revisiting the past is. It allows you to see what's good there for you as a couple and allow you to review why you all are together. It was awesome coming before you tonight. We have one more commercial to play. See, God, continue to bless us. We'll keep on bringing you something positive, and hopefully it helps with your situation. This is Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. They lead, but never follow. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma, Zeta Phi Sigma.
It is indeed a pleasure to talk about the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do. Mm-hmm.